West Georgia's first news for your Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. District 18 State Rep Kevin Cook telling WLBB Radio that he is giving serious consideration to running for Congress in 2020 and he should make a decision soon. Cook could seek the District 14 U.S. House seat currently held by Tom Graves of Ranger, Graves announcing in December that he will not seek re-election this year. Cook, an assistant athletic director with Shorter University in Rome, began his 10th session as a Georgia state legislator on Monday. He said he still has a few things to consider before deciding whether to run for Congress or not. A 20-year-old Carroll County jail officer is recovering from serious head and back trauma after sheriff's deputies say an inmate attacked her during a routine check of his cell. Public information officer Ashley Halsey says during cell searches, officers learned that 34-year-old Patrick O'Neill Gentry had an item in his possession he was not allowed to have. Gentry became angry as the officer began to remove the item. He threatened her and attacked her in a violent manner. Gentry allegedly grabbed the officer by her hair and flung her over the rails onto the concrete shower below. The officer reportedly hit her head on a concrete partition. Other inmates assisted jail officers in subduing Gentry and provided medical assistance to the injured officer. Gentry, who was charged in August by the Villarica Police Department, was serving time in jail for forgery, criminal damage to property, providing false information to law enforcement, and terroristic threats and acts. Gentry now facing additional charges of aggravated assault against law enforcement, aggravated battery, and terroristic threats and acts in addition to criminal attempt to commit murder. Sheriff Terry Langley asking the community for prayers for the injured officer to have a speedy recovery and for the department as it handles this incident. A local small business operator announcing his plans to qualify to run for Harrelson County Commission Chairman in 2020, 40-year-old Brian Prince of Buchanan, says while he does not have an answer to every concern, he vows to work and find an answer or solution to whatever the issue may be as quickly as possible.
I'm a Harrelson County man. I've been here nearly my entire life. My family's been here my entire life. And I'm just looking for a way to give back to the entire county and make a difference. There's got to be better ways to get things to the entire county, you know, as far as they're currently working with companies to get high-speed internet to the whole county, because there's some parts of the county that have no internet resources, and it's 2020. And we've got to just continue with that to move forward to make sure that things like that are in every house in the county that can and does need it.
Prince is a 1998 graduate of Harrelson County High School, is married, and has three children.
I've owned and managed several different small businesses. We have a family-owned business that we run together as a family. And just being in business and knowing what people need and being able to listen to people's needs on a daily basis, I would like to take that and use it to work towards helping as many people as I can locally.
Prince says his charity work includes for over a decade working with friends by collecting and providing clothing and food for area homeless, qualifying for a number of local races, including Harrelson County Commission Chairman, begins in March. Well, residents in Northern Carroll County and Bremen and Tallapoosa may want to pay attention to a discussion going on in the Georgia Senate this session regarding too much 18-wheeler truck traffic in Atlanta. According to media reports, legislators are discussing ways to route as much freight as possible onto trains as an option while improving the state's highway network for the benefit of truckers and commuters alike. Those West Georgia towns with train rails are already frustrated with traffic issues and delays caused by trains coming through and at times stopping and blocking traffic. A benefit concert featuring gospel music singer and Carroll County resident Babby Mason is planned for February 7th to raise funds for Kids Peace in Bowden. Kids Peace is a private charity offering residential needs for youth with behavioral and mental health concerns. The fundraising concert taking place at Roopville Road Baptist Church, and Roopville Road Baptist Minister of Music Bryant Turner says the venue will no doubt be packed with caring residents and lovers of inspirational gospel music.
It's just going to be a spectacular night there where we can hopefully energize the community with a good gospel music concert, but also encourage the hearts of our community to realize what Kids Peace is, what Kids Peace is about, and then also the fact that there are needs there. that there are needs in order for these kids to get what they need throughout the year.
The concert is free, but love offerings will be accepted to benefit Kids Peace. Turner, Kids Peace Executive Director Lou Shagawatz, and gospel artist Babby Mason were recent guests of the WLBB Community Voice program, and that entire show is now posted online at newstalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington.